Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, because it is news chew time. Welcome back, everybody. Joining me as always... the one, the only, Benjamin Orr. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. Same old, same old. Same but old. Just so you know, I mean, technically I'm not the only Benjamin Orr, but for the purposes of the show, I am. So fuck you imposters out there.
You're the number one Benjamin Orr in most of our hearts, and I think that that's really all that matters at the end of the day.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Ben. You're welcome. So,
Lou, those imposters, though, they gotta go.
The imposter, yeah, the fake Ben Orrs can get the fuck out. It's not right. It's identity theft is what it is.
Basically, I mean, it's a crime.
Yeah, you shouldn't have the same name. Although I have the same name as my dad and my grandfather and my great-grandfather.
Well, that's different for family things. Well, so, I mean...
Is it, though? That son of a bitch has the same name as me. Stealing all my Twitter followers. my dad does not care about Twitter. But anyways, well, so we're back to regular shows after the – you know, it seemed like we, you know, didn't – it feels weird, Ben, because we did work really hard to put together the anniversary special, but we haven't sat down for a weekly chat in quite some time.
No, we haven't. I mean – We've had a multitude of guests who we all appreciate and love, and we're glad they were able to be part of our show. So thank you again.
We had a great time with Olga Barkhudarian, Don Pitch, Kimberly McFerrin, and then we had an equally good time with Lee James Murray, that other guy, that Brian Sweeney guy. You remember him. Beautiful beard. Brian. And then, of course, we finished it off with... with drunk Nate Reed is what really happened there, folks. You know, it's football Sunday. He agreed to record the podcast with us, and, you know, he had a few too many. It happens to me a lot. Secretly, I have recorded most of these podcasts completely annihilated.
Really?
No, that's not true.
I think I would know.
I was actually a little drunk on Sunday, too. I'd had a few beers before we started, but I wasn't, you know. Nate had a few, and I love him for it. He was so brave, and he stuck it out like a champ. And he was the first and only guest to sing our theme song or our intro chant, and that was awesome.
Right in the middle of the introductions, too.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was great. So
a tear formed in my eye.
Yeah.
I clapped, and it just... I felt honored. I really did.
It was great. It was really fun, and so a special thank you to all of them again. They are the greatest, and we will have them back for some more fun and frivolity in coming episodes, I promise. Unless, of course, you hated them, in which case, you know, then maybe we'll be like, oh, we didn't get your email. Sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm sure that won't happen because – everybody was great.
Yeah, we had a fun time. We hope our guests had a fun time. It certainly seemed that way, and we hope you had a fun time listening to it. So
I think we're rambling on. And, Ben, I think it's because, you know, we're still in the flirting phase of dating with all of our guests. And so I think that's good. It keeps the excitement high. You know, you want your guests to know that you appreciate them endlessly, just like you would a new lover, Ben.
Sure, let's go with that.
You'll have to just take my word for it, Benjamin.
I will.
but we're back, and so we're gonna plow ahead. We have so many stories to get to, but first, before we move on, new business, Ben. Hear ye. What do you got?
Well, I have a phone. I have a wallet.
Great.
Okay.
You've pinpointed it. What I mean is, Diggins Degainen. What is happening? What's going on?
What's going on? Well, not much. It's much colder than I would like it, and that sucks.
It's supposed to snow here tomorrow.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a high of 38 on Saturday.
Terrific.
with snow flurries. I don't know if it's going to be actual, like, snow.
Flurries count. I count flurries as snow.
Well, I always think of snow, like, sticking to the ground and never leaving,
flurries,
which is a terrible
flurries
thing.
Still count.
Yeah, flurries do, I guess.
Because I can still see them.
But other than that, I mean, getting towards the end of the semester, wrapping some things up. Well, I shouldn't say wrapping some things up. Some things still haven't been done yet. But, I mean, that's happening.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the year's almost over. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, Lou, how have things been with you?
Oh, jeez, man. What? How haven't things been? Let's see. I slaughtered a pig with my bare hands. No, that was me talking to Lee, so that didn't happen. Let's see. No, nothing happened, Ben. I've been useless. I've been laying around. You know what I've been doing is I've been reading a lot of Better Home and Gardens magazine. I've been drinking a lot of ginger ale spritzers. You know.
It's like I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, that was all lies. I
was going to say, I hope it's all lies.
None of that's true. Well,
by the way, Lee and I have this running gag every time we see each other now in class. When he walks in, I'll be like, cheers, and he'll be like, cheers.
Fuck you guys. You shitheads.
Well, he's allowed to do it, though.
He's allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. So let me rephrase that. You shithead, Ben.
Oh, and the other day, we had him read something in an American accent. It was actually really good.
Really?
Yeah. And then, because I got the idea because I saw a clip of something of a movie that Daniel Radcliffe is in, Harry Potter, for those of you who don't
know
who he is.
Is it Horns?
Yeah, and he does it, and he has an American accent, and I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. And the thing is, like, you listen to him talk, his voice does not match him. His voice, his American accent, sounds so much deeper.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, like, think about, I mean, this is great because we will also have a Chewing Dead episode posting soon, but think about Andrew Lincoln. Andrew Lincoln is, like, super, super pompin' British. He's incredibly British. And his American dialect is super deep and grapply. So,
yeah, kind of like the governor.
Yeah, him too.
David Morrissey.
Yeah, he as well.
And even Lauren Cohen, who plays Maggie, she's half
also,
British, half American.
See, Ben, it's very common. But see, Americans almost never play British people. What's up with that?
The only thing I can think of is Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister in Game of Thrones.
Oh,
he's like the only.
Yeah, but
he's like the only American in the entire show.
You can't count. You can't count stuff like that. Stuff that's like period piece, and you have Americans doing that doesn't count because that
it's still.
And you could also argue
example.
That it's not necessarily in English. It's some sort of, you know, Renaissance type dialect. It's not specifically British.
But it's not also American though either. So I mean, he is doing an accent that's not.
Although
his own.
You know what, I actually just thought of one. Renee Zellweger in Bridget Jones' Diary is an American who plays an English person. Doesn't happen very often though. It was really hard for me to think of that one.
That reference went right over my head.
Yeah, so. That's Ben.
But you
I knew
know
it
what?
Was going to go over your head. It was for the people who listen to the show who may or may not understand what I mean when I say that. You should
know,
you know that it's not for you.
But you know, Lou, there is a person that gets less references than I do.
Really? Who could this possibly be other than, like, a 103-year-old Alzheimer's patient?
Who probably would still get more references than
you. Yeah, they would at least know Andy Griffith.
I know Andy Griffith. Oh.
You know the one.
Starring Andy Griffith.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, good job.
Yeah, my one friend, he, I'll say something from, like, a movie. A really popular movie. Like, I said something from Goodfellas. Like, he said, man, you're funny. I go, funny how? Funny like a clown? Do I amuse you? Doesn't get it. Now, I shouldn't really. And, like, all, like, make references to, like, songs or whatever. Doesn't get it. And, like, it's not like it's, you know, that avant-garde underground hipster bullshit. It's like popular shit.
Wait a minute. Was that a backsided jab at me?
No, because we listen to pretty much the same music.
I will kill you, Ben. I will kill you.
So you listen to these bands that play with the fucking, like, a fork as a guitar, or they play it against, like, a washing board? That's what I'm talking about. It's not any of those bands. It's like bands with actual, you know, like, guitars and drums.
Alright, that's fine. I was surprised
that... That was pretty creepy, but I'm surprised to figure out that even though I am an uncultured swine,
I've never called you that, but now I'm going to all
One of my friends at college called me that because I didn't know this on the movie. He's like, "You are an uncultured swine."
That's good. I'm stealing it.
Whoa. But I'm happy to announce that I finally get more references than somebody else on this earth.
Well, congratulations, Ben. You know, you have the power to end this. You just have to watch some stuff.
I don't have time to watch all this stuff.
You do, though.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You do. You can just have them on in the background, and then at least you're getting the gist of what's happening.
Well, you know, the last movie I watched was the time that Kimberly and Ashley were on the show. Oh, my God.
That's pathetic, and you know that's pathetic. That's what I'm talking about, Ben. You mean to tell me at no point in that stretch of time did you have 2 hours to sit down and just take in a movie film?
No.
So that you could get more references?
When was that? Was that in August?
It was a long time ago. Yeah, when was Kimberly here? August. It was in August, Ben. You haven't seen a single film of any kind, of any nature, in almost 4 months.
And we're pretty much into November at this point.
You blew it, Ben.
Oh, well, I mean, there's always next year, right?
No, you need to, you know what? We're going to do a movie chew real soon. You need to watch a movie film.
A movie film?
I'm going to force a movie chew on you segment. I don't know when, maybe next week even. You need to take in a movie film so that you can at least make a reference to have a new reference base for something, for some joke.
Well, we'll have your people get in contact with my people, and
what do you
we'll,
mean?
We'll sort
we are our own. We are our people, Ben. We don't have people. We are our own people.
Well, sure, we do. We just haven't got them yet.
What you're saying? Someday. What you're saying is preposterous.
Someday we will get them.
Oh, trying to scare me, eh?
Not really, but you know who could have been scared, Lou?
Who's that?
Victims in our first story.
Ooh.
So, surprise, surprise, this one comes out of Florida.
Oh, we're going to start with Florida. All right. Might as well. Actually, you know what? And this one is kind of meh compared to some of these babies. Oh,
yeah.
Can we just mention real fast? I'm sorry, Ben. I don't mean to interrupt, but I mean, we literally had 3 weeks of crap to sift through. There were so many stories. So these are some of the creams a la crap. So
yeah, we had about 15, 16 stories to sift through. It was not easy.
And they were all fascinating. Terribly fascinating.
Oh, very. So, headline reads, deputies, man throws dagger at homeowner, man claims his sister was burned at the stake. A Lakeland, Florida man was booked into a Polk County jail after he was released from the hospital after being shot. They said that the man threw a dagger at a homeowner who then defended himself by firing a shotgun at the perpetrator. The perpetrator was struck in the arm. Deputies had said that the perpetrator, Michael White, told the homeowner, a Mr. Paul, that he belonged on their property because his sister was the lord of the estate, and he believed that his sister was burned at the stake. So what happened was... this Mr. Michael White pulled out a 12.5-inch double-bladed knife to swing at this Mr. Paul. So basically, the Mr. Paul was basically kind of fearing for his life at this point, fired the shotgun, hit the man, and all's well that ends well in Florida, I guess.
Ben, that recap was great, except all of a sudden... Mr. Todd or Paul or whatever his name is, all of a sudden he just had a shotgun. All of a sudden he just had the shotgun. But
Lou,
he did a wonderful job.
Lou, it's Florida. Everybody just has shotguns.
Yeah, you know what? You've got me there. You're absolutely right.
It's in the South. I mean, that's kind of a mandatory thing.
Okay, so a couple real quick things, and then a major thing. Did you notice that he has half of a Joker scar?
Want to know how you got these scars?
Yeah. My father was a drinker, a fiend. So this guy, I mean, he has half of the Joker scar, which is weird. And now I'm about to drop a really deep cut on you, Ben, that I know you're not going to get, but I'll explain it to you in a second. Unless this dude is possessed by the ghost of Giles Corey, I'm pretty sure that his sister was not burned at the stake on this property. Benjamin, Giles Corey is a character from the very famous Arthur Miller play The Crucible, which is about the Salem witch trials.
Oh, I know that.
There you go.
I read the Crucible in high school.
You're welcome. It's a Giles Corey drop. Boop. Score one for me.
I only remember the main character, though. I don't really remember everybody else in that, but I did read that, so I know what you're talking about now. So.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
At this day and age, do we still believe that people are burned at stakes?
Well, no. Mm-hmm. I think that this is just a case of good old-fashioned schizophrenia, my friend. Because if his sister was the lady of the estate, just that terminology alone implies to me that she was like one of the first Florida settlers. So, like, he's possessed by some French incestual brother who watched his sister get burned at the stake because she danced at night. Because back then, dancing at night around a fire, that was witchery. So I don't buy it. I just think he's a crazy person.
Well, I mean, it does say prior to this incident, the man was accused of doing something similar at another person's home where he told the family it was, quote, the time of revelations, end quote.
Like I said, probably schizophrenic. He probably should not be in civilization. I know that that is maybe cruel and a little short-sighted, but these are the types of people that we need to be putting in mental hospitals and locking away and not letting them be in society. Because this dude is obviously not right. Now, luckily for us that this old man is an amazing shot with a shotgun because he clips him in the arm and doesn't kill him. I feel like any time, at least in a movie, where I've seen someone fire a shotgun at pretty close range, it just kind of blows the person apart. So the fact that he just got him in the arm is kind of amazing.
His arm's got to be really messed up, though, you imagine.
Well, I mean, it wasn't messed up enough for him to not take a mugshot picture. So I imagine it couldn't have been that bad, because he looks pretty all right.
Well, that must have been after getting out of the hospital, though, I imagine.
No, I think he's still in the hospital, isn't he?
No, he was released from the hospital, and he's going to jail. Right.
So, yeah, it couldn't have been that bad.
Unless he just lost it altogether, I mean.
I mean, look at his eyebrows, too. He's got fucking Joker eyebrows, too. He plucks his eyebrows to look like that. Nobody's eyebrows look like that in nature.
He looks like the lead singer of Limp Bizkit.
A little. I mean, he looks like human garbage, so, I mean, they have that similarity.
I never thought I'd drop a Limp Bizkit reference on this show. I need to clean my mouth out, so.
You're just lucky that I'm allowing you to make references at all.
This is fair. I should be honored by that privilege.
But I do believe that that was a fair reference to make. So he's just a cuckoo dodo bird person. You know,
that's one way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a Looney Tunes. You know, he's one soccer game away from being the Joker. He's one drunken trip into an ashtray away from being the Joker. So, I mean, let's cut the guy some slack and lock him in a mental asylum before he becomes the Joker.
I feel like they should have done that with the Joker.
Well, I mean, I think that had Heath Ledger not died, that would have been the continuation of that particular set of movie films.
Fair enough. But it also begs me to ask, maybe the Mr. Paul that had the shotgun, either he wasn't trying to kill the guy, which, I mean, if he did, it'd be justified because the guy was coming at him with a knife.
He threw a knife at him.
Or he's just a terrible shot.
I mean, it can be a little bit of both. Like, I mean, he, I don't know, it could be both. Or it could have just been reactionary. Like, he just grabbed... The guy threw the knife, he grabbed a shotgun, took a shot. Didn't really line it up or anything. He just fired. And that was the result. And he figured if I kill him, whatever, and, you know, it maybe just a gut reaction. Maybe we're thinking too much about it.
But the, I mean, if the man is crazy, well, I shouldn't say if, I know, he is crazy.
Yeah. There's no if about it.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's Florida. Saying that his sister's burned at the stake, that's something you don't hear every day.
I mean, it's a new one. It's, you know, it's something that I feel like you just wouldn't, you don't hear a lot about anymore. Well, luckily we stopped burning witches. And now we just put them on the View. Ho ho! Did you see what I did there? I took a cheap shot at the View.
Zing.
This show is all about making new enemies. I'm coming for you, Whoopi.
I should have had my Ed McMahon.
No, we're not. Sound, we're not gonna start beefing with man. Even in heaven, he's more powerful than most people on Earth.
No, I have a soundbite, but
oh, you have a wait. You have a soundbite of Ed McMahon?
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect for scenarios where you make fun of the View.
Why don't you have it pulled up, and why aren't you using it all the time?
I don't know. I just thought of it now.
If we have this technology, why are we not using more drops?
Well, you know, I feel like I'm disappointed you now, Lou.
No, it's all right. We'll talk about this later. Which means you have disappointed me in wife talk.
Wait, what?
What?
I disappointed you in what talk? In life?
Don't worry about it, Ben. It's over now. Okay, that's why you don't do it, because it's annoying as shit. All right.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
All right, and now I remember why we don't use it anymore, because it is annoying as fuck. Wait, one more time.
Oh, I got rid of it.
Oh, so. All right, good call.
Because I didn't want to turn all of our listeners away.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Speaking of embarrassing, let's talk about story number two.
Nice.
You're welcome. I don't know exactly when this story came about. It's never made clear in the article, but it's not necessarily a current story. But I found it in recent times. So the headline reads, Kenyan lawyer sues Israel for killing Jesus. So a Kenyan lawyer named Dola Ndidis is suing Israel, as well as the state of Italy, King Herod, and Emperor Tiberius, as well as some Jewish teachers of law and Jewish elders, and he's suing them for the death of Jesus Christ. I mean, I could keep reading, and I'll read some other stuff, but I mean, let's just take it at face value. I'm pretty sure that murder was 2,000 years old, and I'm pretty sure we have no evidence. So I find it hard to believe that any trial that isn't either Judge Joe Brown's or Judge Judy's is going to probably not take this case.
And the fact that it wasn't ever overturned, you can't sue something that's, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And if you read in the article, it sounds like the International Court of Justice, which I didn't even know that was a thing until I read this article. I had never even heard of it before, Ben. And it's been around for like 70 years. Never even heard of it before. The International Court of Justice has no jurisdiction for such a case. The ICJ settles disputes between states. It is not even theoretically possible for us to consider this case. So he's trying to do this, but it is not going to happen.
I mean, I kind of would have wished he found that out sooner. I mean, kudos, question mark, for trying, but...
So my question is, Ben, when can I sue Hitler?
You gotta wait about 2,000 years.
Is that because I feel like those crimes are way more recent, and I feel like I have more evidence to support it. So what you're saying is that Lou Olson versus Adolf Hitler can never be?
Well, first of all, Lou, you need to get a law degree.
No, I don't. I have Holocaust museums, Ben. I have Schindler's List.
But speaking of museums, from a post you put on Facebook earlier this week, I didn't know there was a creationist museum, and I didn't know it was in Ohio.
Oh, all right. Time out, guy suing Israel. You didn't know that there was a museum of creationism, and it was in Ohio?
I had no idea.
Jesus fucking Christ, Ben. Have you never seen the Bill Nye debates with the head of the creationist museum?
Yeah, but that was in,
That was in the Creationist Museum in Ohio.
I thought that was in Kentucky.
No, that was in the Creationist Museum in your backyard, homie.
Well, now I definitely want to get out of this state, so...
But anyway, I love the Pope. The Pope fucking kicks ass.
Would you say that this Pope is indeed dope?
He's dope on a rope, yo. See what I did there, Ben? I went, he's dope on a rope, yo, and then very, very silently I went.
Yeah, he just dropped the mic. But back to this lawyer, though, this lawyer guy.
Hey, you're the, one, I mean, you're the one who got us off on this tangent. You get us back.
I mean, trying to sue Israel, I mean, that's really his cross to bear.
Oh. Whoa. Slow down. Woo. That one was brutal. That one hurt my head.
I mean, he doesn't want to pass over it too quickly. I mean, there's...
for whatever reason, I liked that one. That one was way more my speed. Passover joke works. Now, if you continue reading this article, Ben, there are also several lawsuits out against Socrates, and in fact, there have been two separate rulings. In those cases, he got one guilty and one not guilty.
I mean, if you're, like, the preceding judge in Kenya that looks over these cases that lawyers do, you would have to look at that in the first 5 seconds and just be like, what the fuck is this? Dismissed. Like, how could you seriously, with a straight face, ever consider taking that kind of case?
Well, here's the problem. Okay. How can you sue people for the actions of other people from 2,000 years ago? First of all, you're suing for the death of a man whose body is lost to time in King Herod. I mean, you're talking about just nonsense is what you're talking about. You're talking about suing the Trix rabbit for getting some Trix is what you're doing.
Yeah,
or the Trix rabbit is suing the kids for not letting him have Trix. No, wait, that's an actual lawsuit that could probably work. So I'm gonna go with the first one instead.
You got discrimination against the rabbit.
I'm gonna go with my first one because the second one actually is a pretty legitimate legal case. Those children should be charged. They should face a jury of their peers. They're criminals.
Oh,
who cares if a rabbit eats cereal? And who cares? And who cares if they killed Jesus? It worked out for everybody, right?
This is unconfirmed.
I may have worded that terribly, but you know what I mean. Like, right? Everybody got Jesus, right?
Everybody got a little bit of Jesus.
Everybody got a cool story. We got a bunch of religions out of it, so it worked out. Let it go, man. People have been killing people since forever. Get over it. Sorry, not sorry.
Tell me how you really feel, Will.
I'm just saying, man. Religion makes people crazy. It takes perfectly sane and logical people, it makes them insane and illogical. It's the goddamnedest thing.
I mean, maybe this guy just wanted to raise a little hell, I don't know.
I mean, this is a great example. Oh, Jesus, Ben. I almost blew right over that. What the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, God Almighty is just...
The show is...
I feel like I should...
You know what? The show is going to hell in a handcart. That's what's happening here.
We might just have to get a Hail Mary thrown to us and catch on for dear life, because... No, but we discovered that my puns were saving the show, so...
If our father knew what you were doing, he would be very disappointed.
Okay, we need to stop because now you're getting involved. I can't have this happen. I can't bring you down to my level.
It's too late. It already happened. And I already hate myself a little bit more.
So yeah, what have we learned from this story, Lou? Probably not the best idea to sue the entire nation of Israel.
Well, I've learned is that you can't sue people for things you can't prove. I already knew that, but now this just solidifies it. Like, if he had one iota of evidence other than a 2,000-year-old book, maybe he'd have something. And I want to know what they're suing Socrates for. The fuck did that guy ever do? He's like the father of modern thought. The fuck is wrong with everybody?
Yeah.
So you win a case against a fucking 1,200-year-old dead philosopher. What does that get you? I don't think it gets you a dick, other than a piece of paper that says, congratulations, you sued a dead old fuck. Way to go.
And what would happen if he would win? What would be the result of that? Socrates was fucking wrong.
Great. You won your case.
Socrates.
You won your case. A bunch of people killed Jesus. Oh, wait, you're talking about the Socrates still.
Yeah, like, suing Socrates, what is that even going to accomplish?
Well, yeah, exactly. It accomplishes nothing. Unless you're going to fucking go to FamilyTree.com, track down all of his relatives, and try to sue his relatives, what is the point of this? You're just wasting your time, your energy, and your money. And who is going to sue the thoughts of a dead man? Because that's essentially what you're doing. Can I sue Robert Frost for being a pussy?
Hey, don't knock Robert Frost.
Just saying, man. His shit's fluffy. You know it. He knows it.
I read his shit in middle school, and I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you read it recently?
Well, no.
Loved it in middle school, didn't you, Ben? You still had your innocence. You'd never been in the real world, had you? Yeah. Now read some Robert Frost. And then go read some Walt Whitman like a man.
There's nothing wrong with Robert Frost. You take that back.
I won't.
You can have your Mark Kotzes and your Jeff Supons from that
text.
No,
this is different.
You were taking back the Robert Frost accusation.
Oh. Robert Frost is a pussy.
Moving on.
I'm just saying. Read some Walt Whitman, Ben. Read some Walt Whitman. You know what? I'm going to sue Walt Whitman for making me so awesome. Because apparently you can just sue whoever you want because of the International Crime Justice Bureau. Shield.
Is that a thing?
What? It's the ICJ or whatever. I couldn't remember what the initials stood for, so I just made up a bunch of shit.
That works for me.
It's never stopped us before on this show. Well,
what has?
When I say us, I really meant me for making up shit.
Well, you're not the one who had to be worried about going on a no-fly list.
Well, that was your own fault.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm just doing my job here. I'm like the Charlie of this show.
You're the wild card?
I am the wild card.
I beg to differ. Nate Reed is the wild card.
Fair enough.
Actually, you know who's the real wild card?
Who's that?
Porcupine like? Cookies. You never know when those tasty little morsels are going to show their faces. Quick disclaimer, they're not made of actual porcupines. God damn it.
Quit asking us every week. God damn.
Jesus Christ. If I get one more goddamn tweet about porcupine cookies being made out of porcupines, I am going to snap Brazil. Gluten-free,
yes.
Wheat-free, soy-free, flourless. Follow the link on our webpage for details, specials, and availability.
I mean, how could you not like porcupine cookies? That's just unhumane.
Inhuman?
God damn it. I knew that sounded wrong.
Unhumane? Is that the opposite of the Humane Society? Like you go because you specifically want dogs who've had the shit kicked out of them? The Unhumane Society? You could have actually even said inhumane, and that actually still would have worked. But you said unhumane, which I don't think is a thing. I don't think that's a thing.
It's just added. That no flyless is just adding up for me again. The things I'm thinking
just,
of.
They're just going to scan your driver's license and your alias is going to say unhumane. Benjamin Unhumane Orr.
Here, take these abused animals.
Take these battered dogs. This isn't what I wanted. You know who else? You know who else got something they didn't want, Ben?
Who's that?
Our next story. I've got to move on because I think I've killed you. In our next story, the headline reads, "Attempting to buy marijuana from your probation officer is not a smart idea." Alvin Cross Jr. Recently was he was out of his favorite green herb, and he texted the words, "You have some weed?" question mark. But he sent it to his probation officer. You see, Ben, in America, if you do illegal things and your probation officer knows about it, they have to turn you in. Them's the breaks.
Well, that should happen in America. It happened in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, that's – Ben, I don't know how to tell you this, but Georgia is America.
It is – oh, God.
Yes. It is a part of the contingent 50 states.
Well, I knew that. Unfortunately, I knew that.
All right.
Well, granted, if we didn't have Georgia, we wouldn't have The Walking Dead, so.
Yeah. See? There's a silver lining to every
– there's a trade-off, I guess.
So, all right. Look, man, I've accidentally texted somebody something. In fact, the other day I accidentally texted someone something meant for you. I mean, it happens, but when it's something like that, like when it's something – when it's like a dick pic or a drug deal, maybe you should just pick up the phone. I mean, that's – you know, for the dick pic, that won't work. But, I mean, if you're doing a dick pic, you should make sure you're sending it to the right place too. Because otherwise you would have sent your wiener to your probation officer. And that doesn't look very good either.
I just feel like if you're texting somebody, you can see their name at the top of the screen. And, oh, shit, that's a probation officer. I probably shouldn't text
him. I wonder if it was one of those things where, like, he hit send and he, like, saw the bar at the top, like, moving to signify that it's being sent. And then he saw the name and in slow motion you see his grill rip open. No! And then it gets to the last little spot, and then you hear this drop. And he realizes he's going back to jail.
Because
this is a 1980s made-for-TV special. Sorry.
It's a D.A.R.E. Video.
D.A.R.E. to keep kids off drugs. I'm Richard, the D.A.R.E. Tiger.
What happened, though, after his probation officer received the text, drug agents raided Cross's house and found a bag of cocaine.
Idiot.
So, yeah, he's going back to prison.
Obviously. With that grill, ugh. His grill, he needs to upgrade his hardware, yo.
Yeah, his shine's losing it.
Yeah, it doesn't look very good. It's very, very unkempt. Yeah, I mean, this is just fun. I mean, it could happen to anybody, but, you know, Georgia. You know, words are very tricky for people down there. So, like,
so is reading.
Right. I mean, because that's a pretty awesome complete sentence. Oh wait, no, that's not true. You have some weed.
What do you imagine?
The correct sentence would be, "Do you have some weed?"
What do you imagine his probation officer's initial reaction to that text was?
I imagine that they just went, "What an idiot," and then immediately called the police. Because again,
yeah, this is the third time.
Because your probation officer, like, is supposed to make sure you're not doing that shit. So if you're texting your probation officer, "Do you have any weed?" That's probably means they're texting other people. So, yeah. What an idiot. Some people, man, they just don't know how to stop themselves.
Weed? I'm going to say seeds. I'm trying to feed my birds outside.
Yeah, that would have been fine, Ben, until the cocaine thing. It could have possibly flown until the cocaine happened, and then...
And honestly, it could have worked, because if you look at the keyboard, S is right below W, so... I mean...
It could have worked.
He needs some seeds for his hummingbirds.
All right, what do you got for the cocaine? How are we spinning that?
Not my cocaine. It's like an episode of Cops.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's not going to work. Do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally like an episode of Cops where, you know, their car, their shirt, their shoes, not my pants, not my marijuana pipe. Like, dude, really? Not my cocaine. Well, it's in your house. Doesn't matter whose it is at that point. You have the cocaine.
Yes, Your Honor, that was my brother's cocaine.
No, it was his sister's, but she got burned at the stake.
Correction. It was my sister's cocaine, but she tragically was burned at the stake for being a witch.
So, yeah, Georgia, man. I mean, and it's right, it's one step right above Florida, so.
It's just a little bit better, only because it's closer to the north.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Well, Ben, it's a good thing we're back because we've been extra offensive today. I'm really pleased with how offensive the show has been in our first round back. We are just taking everyone to task, and I couldn't be happier about it.
If we haven't offended you already, I think we're doing the show wrong,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
If you know what? We are the most unhumane duo imaginable right now.
I'm not living that down.
No, I like it too much. It's just too fun. Oh, man. You know what's not fun, Ben?
Getting burned at the stake.
Yes, that
I hate,
too.
I hate it when that happens. But, go on.
You know what else isn't fun?
What's that?
Our fourth story. Although, it's funny, but there's nothing fun about it. The headline reads, Louisiana mayor who promised never to embarrass this community. Oh, I'm sorry. Promised to never, quote, embarrass this community, end quote. Arrested on child porn charges. The former mayor of Sorrento, Louisiana, faces 40 counts of possession of child pornography after he was unable to dispose of the material while police raided his home. So that means he had even more child porn that he was able to delete before they got there. What a sick fuck. He entered office promising to, quote, restore dignity and promised to never embarrass the community. But after he was elected, he stopped going to his office, claiming to have a medical procedure. But then he stopped responding to emails, phone calls, and text messages. And then after 5 months, the guy who he beat in the mayoral election had to step in and do his job. So, yeah. I mean, he really fucked up.
I think that's an understatement.
Oh, man. But he faces 20 years, 5 to 20 years, and a $50,000 fine. That doesn't seem like it's enough. Not
I feel
not
there should
close.
Be life in prison and no bail. Is that fair?
Well, here's the other thing I don't understand. After 2 weeks and the mayor is gone of your town, like, doesn't somebody go, hey, you guys seen the mayor? Like, he was gone for 5 months before somebody else stepped in.
So yeah, how is shit getting done in this town?
Well, I mean, I imagine that since Sorrento, Louisiana is not New Orleans, that it's a podunk shithole of a crack town. Because no one is sacred on today's episode.
That was beautiful.
Thanks,
that,
buddy.
That spoke to my heart valves.
I'm having a lot of fun right now insulting people. I'm just in one of those zones, Ben. I feel like I could insult the Pope if I needed to. I wouldn't.
But the Pope is dope.
I know.
Pope,
I wouldn't. You didn't let me finish. I was about to say, but I would not insult the Pope because he is awesome possum sauce.
He is.
Yeah.
Unlike this
fucking
shit.
Sick sack of human excrement. 5 to 20 years. That's it. Like
not 5,000, 2,000 to 20,000.
And then what about the prison sentence he has to term for never mind. I was going to ask about making false promises as a politician, but then I remembered that politicians make false promises every single day.
They all do. That's something we should be shocked about.
Yeah. I almost lost my cool there for a second, but then I remembered that all politicians lie and do the exact opposite of what they say they're going to do.
So what a sick fuck this guy is. I mean,
yeah. I mean, any time that child porn comes up on this show, I'm usually fairly disgusted. This one is just sort of some sort of bittersweet kind of na-na-na-boo-boo, stick-your-head-in-doo-doo type thing where it's like, you won an election, you were like, I will not let you down. I will not embarrass this community – Although
the shithole that is Sorrento, Louisiana.
You know what? Forget it. I won't embarrass you. It'll be fine. Oh man. Is it weird that I'm way more bothered by child pornography than the guy who has sex with cars? Nah, that's normal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Just making sure.
You know what's become my favorite saying since
car fucker?
No.
Calistic?
No. Wow. No. Since episode 3 of The Walking Dead.
What?
Cosmic justice. When Gareth said that, I just feel like it's a cosmic justice that, like, this man's like, oh, well, I'm not going to embarrass the community anymore, and he's fucking doing this, and then not showing up for 5 months, presumably in that 5 months being a sick fuck, even more, because they have no idea where he even was.
Yeah, he just disappeared for 5 months and whacked it to children. Fuck that guy. 5 to 20 years? That's a joke. Although Louisiana is a joke.
Yeah.
But also, I imagine a Louisiana prison is like a federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison, too. Like, it's as dueling banjos as that shit gets.
Dueling banjos. First time I heard that was in 10th grade.
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope this man gets every bit of that, because he deserves it.
Oh, he gonna. He's gonna drop the soap all the time.
This is a disgusting story.
It is a disgusting story, but I think it's important to be talked about because, again, it's just too funny. Like, and this happened almost immediately, too. It's not like he was a good mayor for a while. He said, I won't embarrass you, was in office for, like, 6 weeks, and then just fucking disappeared. And then when he resurfaces, he's buried in a cave of child pornography. He's like Batman in a Batcave of kiddie porn.
But it's not his, though.
Yeah, it's not his. It was the
guy. Not his cocaine.
It was the guy with the cocaine.
But it wasn't his because his sister was burned at the stake, so it was actually his sister's.
Holy shit. Inception.
And it's all taking place in the South.
They don't call it the Dirty South for nothing.
Ugh.
Ugh.
I feel like I need to go vomit.
But you know what? There's a special ring in hell, they say.
The one ring to rule them all?
Yeah. For kiddie pornographers. So, he'll get his. Cosmic justice. Prison won't be it. He'll get something
else.
See?
Cosmic fucking justice.
Yeah, he'll get something else. He'll get a swift kick in the dick or something one day, and his penis will explode. And then he'll...
Maybe that'll happen in prison.
Maybe.
Hopefully it does.
Actually, you know, child pornographers, and they don't do very well in prison typically.
Good.
Like the typical jail population really frowns on that sort of behavior. Even criminals have a sense of right and wrong, Ben, even if it is slightly skewed for the most part.
I only murdered 30 people, but, you know.
Right.
I feel like I've only murdered 30 people that are probably on death row.
Well, right, yeah, those people won't be in there with this guy, but, you know, these will be like carjackers and petty thieves and things like that. They're not going to take kindly to the kiddie pornography mayor.
Car fuckers.
He'll be very popular when he gets to prison. Actually, he's probably already there by now.
I don't think car fuckers go to prison.
As we're talking, Ben, he could be getting, you know, he could be getting prisoned.
Prison in prison?
Yeah. It's what they do there.
Yeah, so cosmic justice.
And here I thought you'd been talking about callous dicks all week. You let me down, Ben. You let me down.
Hey, man, I have to keep up that, you know, I have to keep it up. I have to be constant about letting you down. Because if I have one moment where I actually impress you, then I fucked up.
Ah, Ben. I will say this about you. You don't make false promises.
I'd be a terrible politician.
It's true. It's true.
So going from disgusting to creepy.
That wasn't your best work. You could have done better. But it's too late now.
It's too late now. It's way too late.
It's too late to apologize.
Sorry. Get out of here for that. Sorry. No. But going from Louisiana to Russia, because Russia finds its way on this show way more than it should.
Russia really, you know, of all the articles, Russia really, really outdid itself. I have to tell you, this may be already, I'll have to keep this in my back pocket for next year's anniversary celebration, because this story is crazy town.
I do want to warn some people, actually might not be safe for life.
this is pretty extreme. I don't know how to describe it. It's a very disturbed person, but in like a very almost, I don't know, like a childlike way, would you say?
I would say
like
that,
there's
yes.
Nothing sordid about it. Like he's not violate. Anyways, tell us about the story, Ben.
Okay, so there is a Russian historian named Anatoly Moskvin.
Anatoly Moskvin.
Anatoly Moskvin. He is a pretty sick dude. He dug up 150 graves so that he could dress the corpses of dozens of young girls for birthday parties. He removed the bodies of girls aged between 3 and 12 to fulfill what this writer called twisted fantasies, which they are.
I don't know that there's anything twisted about it. I don't think that's the right adjective.
Well, when I read the next sentence, you're going to change that tune. He then took them home and turned them into a grisly mummy collection, dressing the bodies and skeletons in stockings and dresses, even making one look like a teddy bear. And there are pictures of this shit, too. It's kind of chilling. The man looks like a coked-out Bill Murray, a little bit.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll go with you on that. No, not necessarily. Nah, it's not Bill Murray. But he definitely looks coked out. He doesn't look well.
But
they decided that he's not fit for trial. So he's sick. He's unwell.
And what happened was his parents actually found this out when they returned him from a vacation. They found all this stuff in his house, and he was like, well, shit, now the cat's out of the bag, or the girl's out of the grave. So,
there's something interesting. This is the part where I got a little creep, like, disturbed. But I have to read it because I think it's important for the healing process. He said that when he was 12, he saw a funeral, and that the people who were like involved in the funeral made him kiss the face of a dead 11-year-old girl. And I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I feel like that's the kind of thing that'll fuck you up.
Yeah. That certainly will, you know, you're a growing boy at that point, and you would do something that desensitizes yourself to, well, I don't know, growing up and the norms of society, that's going to happen. You're going to be kind of fucked in the brain.
Here's some more fun from this story. While collecting all of his party guests, let's call them party guests, let's show some respect, he would walk sometimes up to 20 miles a day by foot, going to 752 different cemeteries. In order to keep doing this, he drank from puddles, he spent the nights in haystacks or at abandoned farms, and once said that he slept in a coffin that was readied for a funeral. So, I mean, he's very sick.
He speaks 13 languages and was described to some people like as a genius, but clearly the insanity went to his brain pretty fast. He gave the mummified corpses names and organized birthday parties for them. He even recorded it on camera, zoomed in on the girls' faces, wrapped in light beige fabric, and his voice on the video said, quote, "These dolls are made of mummified human remains," end quote.
Ben, do you think that he made them call him Mummy?
That was bad. Even on my standards, that was bad.
I know, and I thought of it like a long time ago, so I've been sitting here waiting to say it to you. Oh, it's really bad.
I'm shaking my head at you right now because that.
Yeah,
just...
now you know how it feels, don't you? Yeah.
At least I give mine some effort. That was just.
What are you talking about? Yours are just as bad as that, if not worse occasionally.
You went for the 60-yard field goal and you shank it by 20 feet. Like.
They don't call me Pete Stoyanovich for nothing. Oh, you don't get that reference. Never mind. Pete Stoyanovich is the guy that they based Ray Finkel on in Ace Ventura. He was the actual kicker for the Dolphins in the early 90s.
I've never seen Ace Ventura.
For fuck's sake, Ben.
I know Jim Carrey's in it, but that's about it.
You're lucky that we're talking about a guy who takes corpses, wraps them up, and dresses them as teddy bears right now. Otherwise, you would be the most disappointing person I'm thinking of.
I'm lucky that this happened. Is that what you're
saying?
No,
I'm saying that you're lucky that we're talking about this story. I'm not saying you're lucky this happened. It's unfortunate that this happened in general.
But yeah, he just left these bodies around his home. And apparently he likes to read, too, because he has a lot of books.
Yeah, I noticed that in these pictures. An incredible amount of books.
And I'm wondering, because I'm looking at some of them, and I'm wondering if they're, like, picture books that he would, like, read to these corpses?
I mean, but, like, he's got some that are, like, just, like, thrown up and with a pile of clothes. Like, I don't get it. Like, there's one where they're, like, it's just, like, it looks like a dummy that's just, like, thrown over a couch. Like, there's another one where it looks like it's just, like, plopped in the corner by a rug. Like, it's weird. It's really fucking weird.
Yeah, like I said, it's probably a not safe for life story.
But we gotta talk about it because it's just...
It's a dirty job and someone's gotta do
it. It's too news-churific.
I feel like Mike Rowe's gonna sue us now.
Who is?
Mike Rowe.
About what?
It's a dirty job and someone's gotta do it.
Oh, yeah, why'd you say that? I said news-churific. That's ours.
Yeah, so I don't get any funny ideas, Mike Rowe.
Stop getting us sued, Ben.
We haven't been sued
yet. Oh, dude, can we call the International Crime Committee Justice System and sue this guy for digging up the remains of someone that we really think we may have at one point known? Or should we just sue Israel for killing Jesus?
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Just now that that's solved and out of the way.
Yeah, now that that's out of the way. Tell you what, you know what I can never get out of the way, Ben?
What's
delicious
that,
porcupine cookies. There, I saved us, Ben. I got us out of that deep, dark hole.
God damn it, Lou. I got 3 texts during the show that all said, are they made out of actual porcupines? They're not.
God titty fucking damn it. They're not...
Breathe, Lou, breathe.
For the last fucking time, the porcupine cookies are not made out of porcupines. If I have to tell you one more time, I'm going to snap.
But I'll tell you what, Lou. They are gluten-free, they are wheat-free, they are soy-free, and they are flourless. They are wholesome, organic goodness.
They're delicious. We all love them.
So with that, you can find us on Twitter at The News Chew. You can find us on Facebook, The News Chew with Ben and Lou. You can find Porcupine Cookies on Facebook as well. We also have a link to them on our website. You can find us on Google Plus, even though nobody in God's name uses it. I don't really use it on my own account, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. You can email us at news2withbenandlou@gmail.com. So, Lou, now that we've exhausted our guest list for the time being, what would be your final words for this episode? Because we don't have any guests to say Excelsior anymore.
I know, that's too bad. I wish that we did. But I'll leave you with this. Be sure to support your local Unhumane Society.